Sneaky fam, to start the new year, we have a wonderful podcast recommendation for your earballs. It's called
Cocktails.
Cocktails. Cocktails is one of our pleasure podcasts hosted by Kiki and Medina. It is one of the funniest, most provocative shows I've ever heard.
We were cracking up. If you just want to get a little glimpse, here we go.
What's up, you guys? We are Cocktails or Discussions. I'm Kiki Said So.
And I am Medina Monroe. And if you love talking about dating in today's world, all the things in between, check out our show.
Yeah, take a listen to one of our favorite episodes.
Mm. Everybody fluid for real. Everybody just going with the flow, goddamn.
Yes, some women can't call themselves fluid if you try not to eat pussy. You talking about, well, I don't eat pussy.
But you're scared of a little fluid.
Don't be a little scared of fluid now if you fluid.
That fluid tastes good.
If you have been dating someone for 6 years and you find out that your boyfriend of 6 years is your brother, like full, both same parents.
It'd be weird if they do stop. They had family reunions and you looking at it like, damn, I know my sister got good pussy.
I'm gonna stay.
Check out new episodes of Cocktails Dirty Discussions every Thursday on your favorite podcast app or YouTube.
You are listening to a pleasure podcast. For more from our sex podcast collective, visit pleasurepodcasts.com.
What's her at, bro?
He's asking you that you're the bro.
So he wants your handle.
I guess so.
I don't like any of that, okay? It's uncomfortable to talk about sex, but sometimes it's important to get uncomfortable. Sex Talk with My Mom is the best mom-son podcast about sex.
It's the only one as well.
My mother is a cougar.
My son is a clown.
In a nutshell, my dad died, so my mother decided to create a YouTube channel all about sex, like all mothers do.
And then my son decides to use my material in his stand-up comedy routines.
And thus, Sex Talk with My Mom was born. Welcome to Sex Talk with My Mom. I'm Cam Potter.
And I'm Karen Lee Potter.
My mother is on a roll today, folks.
We're doing a little breath work.
She takes one breath work session with a friend and she thinks she's a full trainer.
I'm ready.
She's going, can you take 10 counts?
Take 10 and take two more.
10 inhales, 8 exhales, making some all this shit up.
I am not making it up, and I'm an official breathwork therapist.
You're a breathwork therapist. You're also a little cookie monster, I noticed.
I just took a cookie. I haven't eaten it yet.
If you guys didn't know, my mother has she's a very healthy lifestyle, but when it comes to cookies,
I do like a good donut too.
A donut.
I've never
seen you eat a donut in my life. Yeah, I don't think.
Oh my god, I love donuts.
You love donuts? This is so sad
that you never knew this.
Never knew this.
That I never eat them.
Wow.
All right. Anyway, we had an experience when we walked in to the studio today, and I'd like to share it with you.
Yeah, go for it.
We walked past a group of guys. Well, this happens to me all the time in my building too, but we walked past a group of guys just now. They were walking out. We were walking in. Man, there was a stink.
I saw this guy coming a mile away.
I saw him first. You have a very sensitive nose.
I saw him first. And I said, that guy's got a stink about him.
What? Why?
I don't know. There was something about his haircut.
His haircut?
And I was like, that guy's going to smell.
Well, I understand, because if they have the hair that's probably not washed.
Maybe that's it.
When the hair is not washed, you shouldn't talk all the time, because you frequently don't wash
your hair. But I'm aware of what I smell. And then, of course, I pass him, and it was worse than I could have even imagined. It was like a wall hitting me.
A waft.
It's a waft.
It's a waft. Is it a waft or a waft?
A waft.
Oh, well, it was nasty.
It was horrific. And it ties beautifully into the subject that we were discussing today.
Well, I just like to recall a time when I had a waft. Two instances.
Mm-hmm.
One is when I went to look at, when I was with your dad, we used to go look at pet shops and look at animals.
Oh, boy.
We really had an exciting life.
Yeah. that was fun.
That was a Saturday night.
It's actually a fun activity.
It was. My dad
wanted to do that.
He probably just was pacifying me.
Yeah, that sounds right.
And so we go to this pet store, and they had these cute Boston Terriers, okay? Mm-hmm. Little puppies.
Mm-hmm.
And your dad did not want to pet them or anything, but I was, of course, on the floor. They're climbing all over me.
Jesus Christ.
I'm petting them. They're licking me. We walk out and talk about a stench. They had like you know how the dogs have to have their anal glands squeezed?
No.
Yeah.
What
they
do you
do.
Mean, yeah.
Some dogs, especially I think the darker colored, like the ink colored ones.
You got to squeeze your dog's butt?
Yeah, I've never squeezed their...
Who does it?
like groomers and vets.
Will squeeze Buddy's butt?
He never with Buddy because we don't even know if he has balls. I mean, he doesn't have balls, but I mean, he has nothing to squeeze down there. He's got a lot of nipples.
No anal glands?
He has a lot of nipples. I don't know why. He's kind of gender fluid.
That's good.
But anyway, back to the Boston Terriers. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you something. I come home, I'm laying in bed with your dad, and I'm like, what is that odor? It was like a skunk had attacked me with the oily smell of the Boston Terrier puppies. Ooh. I took a shower, it still wouldn't go away. It was nasty.
Who's going to adopt those things when they smell like that?
I think people are going to do it, and then they're not going to realize it.
I think you can get out of the dog.
Yeah, you got to squeeze them every day? That would be disgusting.
So you think those are specifically coming from the anal glands?
Well, it's like a skunk when they get like excited or whatever, they spray.
Ooh.
I don't know. I'm making this whole thing up. That was the first story. Second story was when I was at a porn convention.
Oh, of course.
As every mother is. And a porn star that I knew, she grabbed a hold of me, puts her arm around me, throws her tit on me.
Throws her tit on you?
And when this tit was like a watermelon size. I mean, it was gigantic.
Oh.
And where are you supposed to go with that? Anyway, I walk
what
away.
Where are you supposed to go with it?
Where are you supposed to go with it? I mean, what are you supposed to do? Are you supposed to whack it off? What would you do if someone put
their tit on me?
Giant tit on your shoulder.
Probably grow erect.
I don't think so because of the same thing, the waft of the perfume.
What's the waft?
Waft. How do you say it?
Something wafted in. I don't think it's never the waft.
It was okay. Let me just say it was what we call in Yiddish a stinked.
Stink.
Stunkena.
Ugh.
It smelled so bad, her perfume, that is, on my body, that even like while going to the bathroom and trying to scrub it off with soap and water did not help. I had to literally go.
You immediately went off from the tit to the bathroom?
I had to get in the shower. It was horrible. She obviously put it on like all day and it was an oily, perfumey smell.
I mean, it's probably out of respect. She's probably out there being all naked.
Sweaty.
Hugging people, sweating everywhere.
Yeah. But you, by the way.
What?
You have a very sensitive nose.
Yeah, I do.
Like ultra, like I could put on, and my father was the same way. I could put on a dab of perfume, he'd go crazy and have to have me wash it
off. I'm fine with the perfume. You know, I like old grandma perfume.
No, I never knew this.
Oh, yeah.
You like grandma perfume?
Love grandma perfume. I don't know what it is.
Stinky too.
There's a pungent.
Like Waltrout?
Grandma perfume. Yeah. That if I smell it on a woman, I mean, I fall in love.
I remember, with grandma perfume?
I remember I was working. I was working for a comedy writer, and we were casting some pilot that he was doing. And one of the characters that we were auditioning for was this old grandma. And so we saw like 15 old grandmas come in, and one had stronger perfume than the next. And I was just completely infatuated with anyone that
like
came
erect?
In there. I was erect.
Are you
like
making this whole story up?
Eggplant. No, I swear to God.
You were sitting there all erect because 90-year-old grandmas.
I don't think I was actually sexually aroused, but I am very. I don't know what it is about that. It's just like a Pavlovian response. I like grandma perfume.
I don't know what to make of this. I've never heard of this. This is like a fetish.
This might be a fetish.
Yeah, I've heard of weird fetishes, but that's a very strange one.
Say I have a girlfriend in the future, maybe
you get her some of the like old Chanel number 5 or something like that.
Yeah, what do you think about that?
I mean,
you think she'd be weirded out by that?
I actually understand it.
See, my grandma used to wear this. My grandma never wore perfumes, by the way.
Because your father would I mean,
always too strong.
Not your father, your grandfather would say it was too strong, so she never was allowed to wear it because it would drive him crazy.
Yeah. Well,
this turned into a strange way to start the show. Hey,
welcome
hey,
to Sex Talk with my mom, folks. We're talking about sex of all sorts here. We have a question of the week that we always have a question of the week.
Are you turned on by your grandma's perfume?
That is the question of the week. No, the question of the week relates to stench in a certain way.
It relates to stench, all right.
It's what are your preferences around booty play? We're talking anal.
We're talking rim jobs.
We're talking rim jobs. We're talking fingers in the butt.
We're talking butt plugs.
Butt plugs, P and A.
What's that?
Penis and ass.
Did you just make this up?
No.
P and A? What about V and A?
What's the V and A?
Vagina and ass.
Okay, I don't think that's the same.
Why?
You don't put a vagina in an ass, Mom.
They can be in the same location and be what? And what if you're in a group sex?
I've never heard of the scissoring vagina to asshole.
I don't know what our videographer over here, Joseph, is dying. Joseph, you've heard of V&A, haven't you?
No, I don't even think that's the type of porn,
honestly.
He's
shaking his head no.
I think if you were to look at a porn site, you can find everything. I don't think you would find vagina rubbing against asshole. I'm not going to look it up right now.
Okay, I can tell you that there's been vagina assholes.
You've seen that?
Like group
sex. Have you done that? Have you done that to Deez?
Put a vagina in his asshole?
Yeah.
No, I've never done that.
Yeah,
he'd be down for it, probably.
That's an unusual way of playing. I'm not closed-minded to it, but I'm saying I don't think I've seen it a lot.
You're judging.
I'm not judging at all. You say you do V&A, I'm fine with that.
I think I just made it up. It's a category.
Yeah, you did fucking make it up.
All right.
P&A, well, yes.
All right. Have you done P&A? Is that what you're saying?
What?
Have you done P&A?
I've actually never done P&A. I actually, quite honestly, recently I was watching porn. Not porn, like a webcam thing.
Wait, can I just say you look like a grandpa right now? What are you, you're delicately cleaning glasses off with a cloth? What, are you getting ready to do some, you know, heavy duty reading or something?
I can't see you. And so I'm putting on my glasses. And I, for some reason, I've developed a habit where before putting it on, I have to clean them off. I don't know why they get like smudged or something like that. I can't see shit out of them.
It's horrible. I know. Mine are like constantly filthy.
So here I am just cleaning my glasses.
You would be appalled if you saw my glasses right now, how filthy they are.
If I saw someone wearing those, I would think that person's got a stink.
Oh, excuse me.
Yeah.
You think everyone has a stink?
No, I don't. I actually don't think you have a stink.
Oh, how nice. Do you know I don't even wear perfume? I haven't worn perfume in years.
Really?
And I only wear Native deodorant.
Look at that. Look at that.
Today I did sport the Native deodorant. Do they, our listeners get a discount?
I think they used to. I think it's like nativedeodorant.com. Use code sneaky or nativedeo.com. Code sneaky. I think one of those will work.
Sneaky, or it could be /sex talk with my mom.
No.
No. Could be /mom.
No.
Could be sneaky?
It's fucking sneaky.
S-N-E-A-K-Y?
All right.
All right.
Anyway, so I'm watching this porn, this webcam.
What do you mean you're watching it? Do you pay for this?
No.
Of course you don't.
No, it's a free fucking, you go on one of these sites and I got all these people fucking each other.
Are you concerned that AI is going to attach itself to you checking out these free chat rooms and turn you into a...
I don't think you know what AI is. I've been talking about AI for the past week now.
I know, you're like obsessed.
And you still haven't come close to grasping what it is.
I'm sorry, I'm baffled by... I'm still trying to figure out like algorithms for TikTok.
Oh my God. All right, well anyway, so I'm watching this webcam shit.
What was on the webcam?
It's two people fucking.
Like a male and a female?
Yes. What do you mean, like a male and a female?
It could be two females. It could be two males. I don't know what the hell you're watching. I don't know if you're watching someone solo play. I don't know if you're watching
group chat. A penis owner and a vulva owner.
I've never actually watched that.
You've never checked out one of these webcam sites?
No.
Really? That's surprising.
I don't want to be hooked in once you do.
People who do these things.
If I go, I know. But if I go on any kind of porn site, like xnxx.com or whatever like that, the first thing that comes up is like in 5 seconds, some live person's going to come on. I freak out.
Well, I'm not actually.
I don't want that live person coming on and talking to me.
It's not. You're not fucking interacting with them. You're just fucking watching them, and people are tipping. You know, it's like watching a striptease or something like that.
Too cheap to tip.
There's no way. There's thousands of people watching, and there's maybe two people tipping at any given time.
Have you ever tipped ever?
No.
You're what's called a cheap porn consumer.
I barely go on these things. I'm not going to create an account and fucking get all these coins and shit. I don't know what the fuck that is.
It's like TikTok when I'm on for like an hour and I got hundreds of people watching and you know how much I made? 0.02 cents.
2 cents?
Not even 2 cents. 0.02 cents.
0.02 cents?
Is that a thing? What does that mean? Is that 2 cents or is it like less than like zero two cents?
2 cents are 2 pennies.
It wasn't 2 pennies. It was .02.
.02 cents?
Yeah, that's what I do for an hour live.
I think that's right.
I should definitely do that chat room and get Well, if only two people are paying, then you're the...
I mean, some people are making a fuckload of money.
Anyway, my friend, you know who?
Yeah.
She makes a lot of money doing this, Nina Harley.
Oh, Jesus Christ, here we go. Mother.
Yes.
Anyway, I was watching this P&A, okay? They're going at it as if it's nothing, you know? Just dick going right into eight little asshole.
They probably love it.
They probably love it, but I...
Oh, so you were watching anal...
I didn't expect it, but then someone tipped for it, and next thing you know, they're doing it. It's like they flip a switch. They're doing anal.
So they're doing anal and all this camera work for thousands of people, and they're making fucking...
No, they're probably making a fuckload. But anyway, this fucking... this is a big dick going in a little tiny orifice. I started thinking to myself, this is... this can't be comfortable for her.
If you do it right with the right amount of lube and your right amount of excitement, it can stretch out to some extent.
Yeah, I get that. Maybe before I had logged on, they were doing a lot of anal stretching and prep.
Butt plugs in there, yeah, vibrators, dildos.
I didn't see any of that. So it
let
just
me
looked,
tell you the other way around, the exit route.
What?
Women or anyone can take a massive shit and then the opening will be stretched out.
Whoa.
A lot of people do enemas before they have anal, so that's got to stretch out. Ugh.
Anyway, can we get to the question of the week, Mother? You really are taking us off all these detours and shit like that.
So the
question of the week, and if you guys want to participate, you give us a text, 310-356-3920. The question of the week is, what are your preferences around booty play? Any success or war stories to share? We actually asked this question the same week last year. And so...
Well, that's really strange, by the way.
Yeah, you came up with this anal question.
I know, but same time next year, like the movie.
I think you're always asking about anal, actually.
No, I'm never asking about anal. This is the first time I've asked it in a year.
All right, well, you're constantly asking about anal. And
I am not constantly asking. Why do you keep saying that?
I think you're regularly asking about it. Anyway, I wanted to read some of these responses and then maybe share a little bit about our own responses about that.
Please, go for it.
So the first person that responded was Amanda. She says, I've got a story. When I was in high school, I went to a party and was hooking up with a guy, but he didn't have a condom, so I wouldn't let him in, you know, put it in the V. So he asked if he could put it in the B, a.k.a. the A. Okay? After I said yes, and him attempting to put his dick in with no lube, he says, hold on, and leaves the room. This boy comes back with a cup of water and pours it on my ass. Needless to say, it didn't work, but it's something I'll never forget.
I have so many thoughts on this story.
Hit it.
This is why you don't have sex with someone under the age of 25.
Wait, this is a new rule? Don't have sex with someone under the age of 25?
And the brain is not fully formed. That is pure stupidity. Come back with a bucket of water and pour it in your ass.
This person was not educated in the ways of anal. He knew that there needed to be something there to lubricate, but...
Yeah.
Water was not the answer.
That is true. And you know what else?
Uber Lube to save the day.
I wasn't going to say that, but yes, this is a good time to talk about Uber Lube.
No, what were you going to say?
This is what I was going to say. Men in general do not realize that even for vaginal lubrication, you got to get the vagina very excited, okay?
Yeah.
But for anal, even if you get the anal opening, even if you're as excited as you can possibly be,
yeah,
it's not self-lubricating.
Yeah.
So you got to get, not spit, because that's not, but a lot of, if you watch porn, a lot of them spit in the anus.
Yeah.
They don't tell you that they're lubricating the shit out of their anus, no pun intended.
So you got to get the lube going. It's probably more hygienic as well.
Of course, because you can rip and get fissures and hemorrhoids and all kinds of stuff can happen.
Oh, I don't like that at all. Anyway, I feel bad that you went through that, Amanda. And next time you fucking turn to that guy and you say, Uber Lube to save the day.
Here's another thing I have to say. I have something else to say about this. Because I've had this experience.
You've had someone come in with a cup of water?
No, people think that because it's so rare that people have anal sex compared to vaginal sex... Like guys and women will say, well, you know, I can't get pregnant if it goes in the ass, or I can say I'm still a virgin.
Yeah, we had someone who said something like that. Yeah.
So you know where I'm going with this?
What?
They make excuses for why it's okay to go in the ass.
Yeah.
In their minds.
Yeah.
But it's all BS. If you want to do anal sex, just do it.
I didn't see exactly where you're going, and I still don't know exactly where you're going with this.
I didn't know exactly where I was going. I was just trying to explain the difference between, like...
You think it's kind of a bullshit excuse. Anal sex is still sex.
Of course it is.
So that, but that is that your point that you're trying to make right now?
Kinda.
Okay.
Well, what were your thoughts?
I think that's right, but I actually, after reading all these responses, I realized, you know, it depends. If I'm concerned about someone getting pregnant, anal could be a good solution, I think.
I asked my gynecologist about that.
Yeah.
He's like, if you have a vagina, why not use it?
Okay. Some people like the sensation of anal sex.
I mean, I've had anal sex and I enjoyed it.
Okay.
I just thought I'd share that with the world.
Thank you. Thank you. I have never had anal sex.
I mean, it's not something I want to do on a daily basis, or maybe I may never want to do it again.
Yeah.
But I've tried it.
Yeah. And there's some, it's a different form of pleasure than like a...
Well, first of all...
Like clitoral shit.
You still need to have the clit stimulated. You're not going to get off without that clit stimulated.
You know, and they say the same with penis owners. They say it's kind of hard to ejaculate for some with just anal. But if you're rubbing the dick or doing something with the dick, it can create an even stronger orgasm.
Yes, because you got that prostate going, and
you got everything going.
Well, you got a lot of contractions going, and
I wanted to pull in the elder statesman Tom here.
Oh, of course, Tom has lots to say about the subject.
Of course, he's got wisdom from the ages.
He's like 70 something years old, and he swings from trees. We call him Tarzan.
Tom.
Tarzan Tom. we don't normally call him Tarzan Tom. I just made that
just
up just
call
now.
Him.
But
Tarzan
I think
Tom.
We can call him Tarzan Tom.
Tarzan Tom says, as I've aged, I learned that prostate play can be simply amazing. My best orgasms are from a combo of prostate massage by my wife's finger accompanied by a BJ licking my taint or hand job.
Oh, geez.
Sometimes aided by a vibrator. Bam! I am considering a vibrating prostate massager. She likes me to give her rim jobs as part of going down on her. An uber-lubed finger no deeper than the first joint is often welcome and seems to boost second or third orgasms.
Wait, look how he slipped the uber-lube ad in
there.
Yeah, he did.
Once in a while, when she is totally relaxed, a CBD arousal oil helps. I put my cock in just the head, but I'm hoping we will get to full penetration with practice and patience.
He's like a sex therapist.
He's very open-minded. He's got technique. He's got tools.
And knowledge.
And he's not afraid to share it with us. And I appreciate that about you, Tarzan Tom.
Yeah, and his wife, Jane.
What do you think about this, the finger up until the first joint?
I mean, it's kind of silly.
What do you mean silly?
You can go farther than that.
He's saying she doesn't, not so into it. I've tried a little finger play before, a long time ago. We've talked about this on the show.
Yeah.
I didn't even get the first joint in there. I think she was trying to put something in me, and it might have been like, just like barely a nail's worth. And I don't think it fit in there. It didn't fit in there.
It didn't fit in your anal opening?
No.
Well, you probably weren't very relaxed, too.
Certainly. I certainly was not.
Did you try a butt plug first?
No.
That's what you should do.
I'm going to start with a butt plug?
Yeah, a little one, like a little shorty. They gave me one of those, actually a bunch of the jeweled ones when I was going through that porn convention I was just talking about.
You got tons of butt plugs over there?
I have so much stuff. I'm really wondering what I should do with it.
You should make a little, like a...
Store?
You're going to sell that shit?
Why not? If people sell their panties...
I was thinking
you
would just
put,
you know how people have like a glass menagerie and they put like all their little glasses on the shelves and people can look.
That's an appropriate thing for family gatherings.
Hey, are you kidding me? At this point, what the fuck is not on the table with the discussion of?
Interestingly enough, this is towards the end of our seventh year or beginning of our seventh year. How far are we in?
You know, I think
how deep are we in?
7 years into this podcast now.
7 years into this podcast.
Can you fucking believe that?
Can you believe we're still talking about
Jesus
anal?
Jesus Christ.
But I'm saying,
talking about anal.
It has affected the rest of the family.
Doing more anal?
No, I think very few things are off limits of what we can say and do in this family.
Yeah.
And if we do get that limit, it's kind of hysterical.
It's hysterical?
Yeah.
Mr. Bean weighed in here.
Oh, boy.
He says, just grab on tight and enjoy the ride. The fatter, the better.
What does that mean? The fatter the ass?
Yes. You know, I actually, I was on Bumble the other day, and someone matched with me, and it says like a review from a friend, and the review said, pretty face, fat ass, golden heart. And I said, this is what I'm looking for in a woman.
Pretty face, fat ass, golden heart.
That's exactly what I want.
You want a fat ass? I never knew that.
You're not necessarily fat, but you know.
Plump. The bigger the cushion.
I found myself very interested in this. You know, that's a great review of someone.
Did you ever hear this quote? The bigger the cushion, the better the pushing. Did I get that wrong?
Wait, what were we talking about the other day about the pin cushion? Oh, you were talking about how your doctor was trying to fish into your arms to try to get the...
And what do you think? I'm a pin cushion?
Yeah.
You never heard that term?
I hadn't heard it then, and now we're going back to the cushion. You're doing a lot of cushion talk.
The bigger the pushing, the better the cushion.
Yeah. Well, I'd be interested in booty play. I just haven't found the right
partner. I think you just did.
What do you mean? The fat ass?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, we'll see if this goes anywhere. You know, there's a lot of people that you match with, and you know, you don't have a conversation with them. Or you have a conversation, you don't meet up with them. There's a lot of steps before I actually come even close to the cushion.
Do you inquire about the stank?
I do probably have some sort of gauge. I don't know if that's true, actually. I remember going out with someone, and she smelled like my sister.
Oh, and I said, there's a lot to be said about pheromones.
It was such a turnoff to me.
Right. That's what pheromones are for. You're supposed to have something that's attractive.
I had to end it.
And yeah, because if you are attractive, you don't want to be. It's like nature's way.
It wasn't because of just the stench, but you know, my sister doesn't smell, but she has a certain, you know, odor.
Odor? Yes. She has a certain odor.
Yeah.
Well, you don't want to be too similar because that's nature's way of saying, you know, you need something different than yourself.
That's right. And so...
So whatever odor she has, you probably have the same odor.
You think I have the same odor?
Probably. That's why you don't like it.
I don't think so. No, I don't think so. I wouldn't be able to smell it if I had the same odor. Let's read Tony's response. Hello, I love to lick, suck, go deep inside and explore. I don't put my cock in her ass, but I do put my tongue in it. I love to love that ass. Te amo.
What are you thinking about licking it? Is that called tossing the salad?
I don't know, Mom. The videographer just rolled his eyes at me.
Is it, Joseph? Is it?
I don't have experience with that, honestly.
Is it something
not against
you want?
It was very clean.
That's my whole thing.
If it's clean, it's
even
fine.
Even if it's clean, you know, if you the hairy ass butt,
yeah,
it may not be so. Dingleberries. Dingleberry. Oh. I mean, how do you? Literally, you have to have anal sex in the shower, I think.
Oh.
What? Dingleberries?
I just thought of that image of licking a dingleberry ass. It's disgusting. Oof. Oof. Oh.
All right. I don't think anal is for you.
What, excuse me? You're taking it off the table for me?
I think you better take it off the table because there's a lot of nastiness surrounding it.
I think it's fine. I'm actually fine. I've had period sex before. I'm fine with that.
I think I'd rather have anal sex than period sex.
At a certain point, it's just some discharge of blood.
Sex is pretty gross.
It's a thing, you know? I haven't been in a situation where shit comes out, though. But, you know, when we find your dog shit somewhere...
It doesn't bother us. Just pick the little pebble up.
Right.
I'm guessing that may not be the case with anal
sex. You think it's
sex.
Like an avalanche of shit.
Yeah.
I think it's probably just some stuff. If you're wearing a condom, it's just on the condom. I think it's fine.
Do you remember that one guy we interviewed and he told us about a literal shit show that he had?
Yeah.
If it's unexpected, maybe if you plan to have anal sex, then you make... I've never done this, but a friend of mine goes out with a guy who likes anal, and she always does like an enema beforehand.
Cassie,
you don't
said,
even respond to this.
Well, Cassie responded, "I like butt stuff, giving, receiving, but only when given advance notice to prep. That goes for me or him. I won't allow it or do it unless it's squeaky clean. But it's a huge turn on for me. Love to you, Cassie.
We love you, Cassie.
Yeah. I think that you know, it's a lot of people.
What? Mm-hmm.
think this whole conversation is getting me a little nauseous.
Oh my God. All right. Maybe why don't you just try gently with a butt plug first?
What, I'm going to just use a butt plug on my ass?
Yes.
By myself?
Yes, I think you've tried this.
It's not going to work. I went through a phase of trying, and I just lost complete interest in it. I'm more interested in just...
Well, back to the me and you being just straight up boring vanilla sex sexual people. Just,
it doesn't... I don't give a fuck, you know?
Been there, done that.
Yeah. Why not? All right.
It is kind of fun, like the first person was saying, that if you have a vibrator on one end and a dick in the other, it can be quite satisfying.
You know, there are certain things that you could look past. You know, like you see the little
dingleberries,
shit on the condom. I can look past it. And it kind of reminded me.
Wait, you had shit on the condom?
No, but I could look past it, I think. It kind of reminded me when it's kind of like when you get food served to you and you find like a hair in it or something.
Yeah, good idea.
You know it's still going to taste good and it's going to be nutritious, but
you can't eat
it. It's got a little shit in there, you know? It's got a little hair. Yeah. I think I'm fine with one hair. Yeah, I just feel a little sick about it.
One pubic hair or one hair off a head?
You assume it's off the head if someone's serving you something.
Can you imagine if you found a pubic hair in your cereal or soup or something that you ordered at a restaurant?
Well, what about the one hair? Would you continue eating it if you found one hair in it?
I'd pull it out, and then I would continue eating it for sure.
Yeah, right. Okay, so what about two hairs?
Two hairs, I'd be suspect. What about you?
Two hairs, suspect. Three hairs?
Three hairs, I'm calling the...
Something's wrong.
I'm calling the building inspector.
Something's wrong. We got to get a new dish here.
New dish?
Yeah.
I have to say adios.
You don't know if you'll eat any dishes there with the three hairs.
Three hairs, come on.
Two hairs, do you return the food?
Of course, you wouldn't.
Two hairs, I think I would return.
Yeah. One hair,
One hair, I'm fine with.
You know why?
You're not
sure if it's yours or
that's
theirs.
Right. Yeah. That's exactly right. Two hairs, then you're like, okay, well, what am I fucking shedding in this goddamn soup?
Yeah, that's unlikely.
It's unlikely.
And also, do you examine the hair and make sure that it's a different color than yours or different length?
Of course. The texture.
What about when you're in the bathtub?
What do you mean about the bathtub?
If you see a hair in your bathtub, you're not sure whose hair that might be.
I can't stand that. I can't stand that. I was staying at a friend's place. Found fucking hair and shit all over the fucking place. It's backed up. You know, it's backed up. I couldn't shower in that thing. When it was backed up, you're standing in some guy's hair and shit.
Oh, God knows. And you know what else I don't like?
What?
I don't like when people pee in the shower.
Can't stand the pee.
You know, it smells like urine. It smells like the guy that we walked in.
You think you smell like urine?
Well, I felt like there was a definite BO.
Yeah.
Not sure if it was body odor or urine. Or
it was a stink,
it could have
Mom.
Been feces.
It was more of like a glandular thing, I think. It was something oozing.
Can I just say something else? I have decided to stop wearing underpants.
What? What do you mean?
I don't see the need for it.
You know, someone else was just telling me she doesn't wear underpants unless it's her period. And given that you don't have periods.
Right, what do I need it
why
for?
Why are you wearing underwear?
I don't know.
I guess you have to
wash your pants much more often than...
Have you ever smelled your underwear after a day of using them?
Oh, yeah.
What does it smell like?
It's stinky.
So why are you just... Are you washing your pants every
time?
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. So
you wash your pants after every use?
No, because I don't sometimes wear the pants for maybe more than an hour or so. Then I don't need to wash them.
But I understand...
It depends on how long I've been wearing them. If I'm on an airplane, I'm all day without it. The reason
with the no underwear?
I don't like bras either. I feel very constrained.
Bras, I understand, but the underwear, I don't understand. It kind of traps some sort of leaking, and especially you.
What does that mean, especially
you're
me?
You're constantly talking about how you fucking laugh and you're pissing yourself.
Well,
and,
that is another issue, too.
So that's a bigger issue.
No, if I piss myself when I laugh, it's going through both.
Oh,
so if I'm going to wash my pants, I might as well not have to wear underwear.
Oh, my God. Well, so what's the... I don't understand this whole...
I feel very constrained by underwear.
Okay.
And I don't think a thong does much good in trapping any kind of fluid. So if that's the case, might as well not wear them at all.
All right. That's an argument. So no underwear, no bras anymore.
Well, that isn't definite, but I'm leaning towards that.
I don't know. I would never be able to get away with this.
I found out... Other women are doing the same thing.
I tell you, my friend is doing this. No, I have two friends. Don't wear underwear. They only wear when the periods.
Yep.
But
I'm a trendsetter, Cam.
Yeah, but if I were not to wear underwear, sometimes I smell my underwear when I want to reuse them if I'm traveling or something like that. And I'm like, this is, I want to vomit right now just smelling this.
Do you understand you have a high
no way
olfactory sense?
No, if you put your fucking nose to some underwear that you were wearing all day,
can you imagine?
You're going to smell that shit.
Ugh.
Disgusting. And so your pants smell like that.
Right now?
Are you wearing underwear right now?
No.
Oh, my.
Joseph, cover your ears.
You're going to wash? When are you going to wash these pants next?
I'm going to wash them today.
Immediately?
Whenever I do wash, I was planning to wash this. So I was going to throw in the wash as soon as I'm done with them.
You don't think this ruins the life cycle of the pant?
No.
You don't think it makes it deteriorate quicker?
I didn't even think of that, but probably not.
Listen, you live your life, Mom.
I mean, you sweat in your pants.
What do you mean I sweat in my pants?
Don't you sweat in your legs?
No, I'm not sweating my legs.
Yeah, you've had times when you told me that you've had all kinds of issues with your legs.
What?
You had an inflamed hair follicle and things like
right
that.
Right now, I actually have an inflamed hair follicle, but it's in my ass.
It's in your ass?
Yeah. I've got all sorts of anal issues right now.
Oh, no. Speaking of that, have you... you told me a little experience that you went to the doctor or had it.
We talk about
this every episode. But there's something else that just happened recently.
What?
Something with your doctor.
No, he checked my asshole. We talked about this the past three fucking episodes.
But I thought that you had a need to talk to him again.
I don't think so. I think my friend, you're thinking about
my friend
who sees the same doctor.
Yeah.
He's got issues. And
I have issues that I have now had.
Oh, God.
No, I had to contact the doctor again.
Oh, God.
I had blood work done. I want to make sure that all the blood work is in the right person's hand at the right time. So he's still answering my
That's good. He hasn't blocked me yet.
You on the other...
I'm considering blocking you.
Why?
I don't understand. I can't tell you I'm watching a TV show without you trying to ruin it.
I was very good about that.
Anytime I mention to anyone,
first of all, you never... watch TV.
I know. So when I watch
So you expect people not to talk about something that's been out for 2 or 3 years already.
No, I'm watching
White Lotus.
White Lotus. When was the first season of White Lotus?
Oh, at least a year ago, if not longer.
Okay, but it's becoming more and more popular now because the second season just came out. But I'm still on the fucking first season. I don't want to fucking talk about it.
Well,
so I can't even tell you that I saw it. Yeah.
Your brother was the one on our family chat that decided to talk about the finale of the second season.
I just don't like that when if I bring
and
up the
I
fact I'm
your
even
ass.
Watching a show, someone has to ruin it for me.
Because it's so unusual for you to watch a show. You watched the last episode or last season of Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
That was the only one.
I was trying to participate because I didn't want to what's happening now to happen. So then I watched it at the time.
This is how you were as a child, by the way.
What?
You were on a baseball team, even though that you literally would try... when you were in like seventh grade to have someone hit you with the ball so that you could walk around the bases where you were terrified of swinging the bat, but you loved being on the team.
I'm a team player, Mom.
You're a team player, even if you're scared to do or not comfortable doing what the activity is.
That's it.
So you're watching White Lotus for what reason?
I'm enjoying it. I'm actually watching it by myself. Kind of. I was with a friend watching it.
That's a problem.
And then they just went on without me. I'm sitting there next to him. And he's like, you want to watch another episode? I go, no, I want to savor this. He goes, okay, I'll probably watch another one before going to bed. It's like, we just started this together. Are you going to start watching it on your own right now?
It is a dilemma. So what do you do if your partner wants to go ahead and vice versa? I fall asleep during it and then I make him rewind it and watch it again.
Well,
and if you're with an ADD partner like I am, he can't sit for more than 5 or 10 minutes without getting up to go get something to eat or go to the bathroom or play with the dog or look at his phone.
No, you're on a journey together.
Yeah, it's very annoying to watch a show when someone's in the middle of it getting up and cocking around.
I can't stand it. I won't handle it. And so I tell this guy, okay, well, you're going to watch another episode later on tonight. I'll fucking watch another episode with you. So we watch another episode, and he goes, all right, that was great. I'm going to go watch another one before going to bed. And I said, what are you doing? What is this? I just watched the second one with you so that you can fucking get off my ass so we can stay on the same track. You're going to watch one without me?
The only time that you were able to get away with this kind of stuff was during the pandemic because you were watching an episode every day of Schitt's Creek with us.
Yeah.
And we'd have to stop at the end and have you process it. You like to process
things. I like to keep going through. No way. You're giving yourself no time to digest. It's like eating a whole gourmet feast and going right into the next.
That's right.
All right, Mom.
What's wrong with a woman showing her nipples?
I have no problem with a woman showing it. I enjoy when women show the nipples.
I know, but why are people against, like, they? You should see these nipple pads that you have to put on in order not to show your nipples. I mean, I don't understand it.
So you're not doing, you're freeing the nipple.
I kind of want to free the nipple, but I'm kind of concerned. And I did a TikTok video about it. And most of the guys are saying, yeah, free the nipple. But there's some people that say, we don't want some granny nipples.
Fuck them.
Yeah, you got to read some of these.
What you got responses here? Is this hit on or shit on?
We're at that juncture when we hit on or shit on.
Hit on or shit on is the segment of the show where we take your comments and determine if they're a hit on or a shit on. And so what do we got this week regarding your nipples, mother?
Well, one guy says, what's her at VRO? Now, I did not know what that meant.
Me neither.
I looked it up.
What is it?
It's like a slang for bro. So he was asking you for my
at. What's her at, bro?
He's asking you that you're the bro.
So he wants your handle.
I guess so.
I don't like any of that. Okay. It's so a shit on.
It's a shit on.
It's a hit on to you, a shit on to me. Go on.
Well, guys, and Timothy said shouldn't have to in regards to covering the nips. Drop them out.
Drop them out.
I'm learning a whole new vocabulary on TikTok.
That's a hit on.
Drop them out.
Drop them out.
John says, agreed. A woman's body is beautiful.
It's another hit on then John Lockhart.
Marie, who says, I personally think it's unclassy to not cover, but that's just me.
Okay. It's not a shit on, really. It's just an expression of own.
Yeah, I think that's fine. And then we got someone that says, they're knee pads, Nana. The pads that you put over your. Your nipples are knee pads.
Oh, okay.
Okay, and Nana. I mean,
they're calling you Nana.
We're getting into a whole frame of shit on.
That's a shit on.
Leard110 says, so some of you don't gross us out. What the hell was that?
That's a shit on.
That's misogyny.
Some of you.
Yeah, some of you.
Some of you people, you women with the titas.
How about this one? I can't even pronounce that. Anatho. That part is for baby food. How stupid are people? They think that you're constantly lactating until you're like 100. I mean, it's nonsense.
It's a fool.
You only lactate while you're after you give birth and
it's a fucking fool right there.
Breastfeeding. After a while, the lactation stops. How about this one from Pembroke? Because old ones are gross, all in caps.
With a bunch of vomit faces over there.
Yeah, that's not a hit on either.
I can't wait till Pembroke is old. How is that Pembroke going to look?
That's exactly. How about that? You know. Oh, and so I'm going to skip on to get to that part. Notre Dame guy. Not a random guy. Oh, well, same reason we all have to cover our wrinkled starfish. We have to cover our magic wands, and you have to cover your beef curtains. It's actually pretty simple. And that is hit on or shit on. I'm going with that's a shit on.
He's calling it wrinkled starfish.
Wrinkled starfish.
Wait, what is the wrinkled starfish? The asshole?
Yep.
And then the magic wands?
I'm guessing are the dicks.
Dicks. And then beef curtains are the vulva labia lips.
Yep. It's a very descriptive way of putting it there.
Random guy. A random guy.
Oh, I put in a few that had to do with you.
Oh, God. I never enjoy when you put these in for me.
In terms of his sex, awkward.
Oh, God.
No, because it actually seems so awkward. Like, what do I say during that? Like, what do we even look at? Like, what do you even say after man?
So this guy thinks that sex is awkward. This is a commentary. This is not necessarily.
All right. Well, what about the next one? Rail Bright, that's Raylene, says, Cam is pretty smooth.
Thank you.
See?
Thank you. Thank you, Ray. That's a hit on.
That's a hit on.
Also an accurate statement.
Rhiannon says, the yeah at the end makes me believe him.
You texted that to me.
Yeah.
What was that?
I thought you'd find that interesting. A lot, 10 people hearted that.
Meaning that they believe that I'm a smooth criminal.
Yeah.
Or do you think she was being facetious?
Maybe it's facetious.
Facetious.
Maybe she was being facetious.
I would surprise all of you with my smoothness. I just want to say
you
that.
You are a smooth criminal. You're constantly telling me what stuff that you've done that
you,
I'm like,
you have no
I have
clue
no
about.
Idea. You're like a secret smooth criminal.
Secret smooth criminal. We got time for maybe one more segment here, Mother.
And that's the best segment of all. Mom's news.
Oh, I thought it was Cam's uppers.
Oh, it's Cam's uppers. Well, I just want to do a little quick.
All right, we'll end with mom's news, and I'll save Cam's uppers for next time.
All right.
Hit it.
Well,
mom's news.
Mom's news.
Mom's news is a segment of the show where my mother shares earth-shattering, groundbreaking, need-to-know info.
You know what? I was going to go into graphic detail, but I'm not. This is from Thought Co.
Okay.
Very important website that everybody should know about. It's called 12 Animal Sex Facts You Might Not Know. And
okay.
I have reported on weird sex stuff, but I found some real good information here.
Okay.
For example, male alligators have permanent erections.
Is that right? Maybe I'm kind of like a male alligator.
I feel like when I saw this is what I was thinking.
My son is a male alligator.
Yeah. You're always talking about your constant blue balls, male. You're part alligator.
Yep. It really depends if I feel the connection with someone. If I don't feel the connection,
that's not true at all.
No, it's true. It is true.
You've told us even on the last podcast how you walk around with blue balls.
When I'm with someone that I enjoy spending time with.
And you've told me how you've seen grandmas.
That was when I was younger and I wasn't really growing erect. But when I'm with someone that I really feel an emotional connection to, that thing will be up the whole time.
And what about when you get a massage?
Obviously, someone's fucking scrubbing my body.
Okay. Female kangaroos have 3 vaginas.
Is that right?
No, that's a handy thing. You know, one gets a little dirty, go to the next one.
Wow.
I bet you don't have to wear underwear. And that's
I wonder if does it all lead to the same uterus or something like that?
I don't know because I'm not able to get on the computer to get more detail. I'm just giving you the highlights here.
Okay, keep going with the highlights.
This one, I don't know what this is. It's an antichunus.
I don't know.
Male. These antichunus males copulate themselves to death.
Wow.
Can you imagine fucking yourself and then
I think
dying?
That's where we're heading towards with AI.
Why?
I think we're going to be completely out of jobs and we're just going to be breeding. We're just going to be breeders the whole time.
Okay, that you're doing a little handmade shit there. Yep. Flatworms fence with their sex organs. Can you imagine that?
Wow. That's pretty fun.
That is, I would love to see that. Yeah. Sort of like.
You knew where I was going with that?
Yeah, like the Three Musketeers or something. Yeah. I wonder if they have more people and more flatworms at once in one. What are you looking over there for?
I don't know. I'm getting a little bored with this segment.
Okay, you're always getting bored. How about this one? I know you love porcupines. Male porcupines urinate on females before sex.
A little golden shower on the porcupine.
I'd be so fucking pissed. Didn't you smell like
some
urine?
Some people
for the rest?
Like that golden shower.
No wonder you relate to the porcupine.
I'm not one of those that like the golden shower, but I could see how the porcupines can get into this.
I would be if I was a female porcupine. Mm-hmm. I'd be so fucking pissed if I get myself all dolled up and get ready for sex. I'm in bed with a fucking porcupine. We're taking our clothes off. And then he's like, you know what? I'm going to piss all over you.
Yeah.
Before sex.
It's not a turn on. But it really is marking his territory. I'll tell you that much.
That is a good way of putting it.
It's nuts.
Barnacles have enormous penises.
Really? Maybe relative to their size.
No, they didn't say that. They just said they have normal.
Okay.
Now, here's another one. Female chickens can eject unwanted sperm.
I did know that.
Why did you know that?
I know these things about chickens.
What?
That you can eject unwanted sperm. I know a lot of facts about chickens. Hens, female chickens. I know a lot about them.
Because you're a rooster. Cam a rooster.
Okay.
Okay. Male honeybee. Oh, this is unbelievable. This would make you want to not be a honeybee. Male honeybees lose their penises while mating.
Wow.
Can you imagine having such great sex? Your penis like breaks off and you lose it.
It's close to what happened to me once. Ended up in the hospital. Thought that was the end.
So maybe you're part honeybee too. Now this one is interesting. Sheep have a high rate of homosexuality.
Hmm.
Who knew?
Who knew? Maybe Mr. Bean knew.
Mr. Bean, definitely.
Mr. Bean's been fucking a lot of sheep recently.
And he's out in Maine. He's fucking sheep. He's sticking pop rocks up his anus.
Yeah, apparently fat ass sheep.
Fat ass sheep.
Mm-hmm.
He's not one of the homosexual ones, apparently.
Well, they could be homosexuals. Yeah, fat ass.
It's true too. Male damselflies can remove the sperm of competitors.
Wow.
That's the last one.
This is
now
amazing.
Now let's just discuss that.
Let's discuss that, Mom.
Can you imagine if you were like, oh, I'm going to get rid of this guy. I'm going to get rid of this guy.
You got to get in there and get this other shit out
how
of
do
there.
How do you get the sperm
it's
out?
Really survival of the fittest. I don't know. You'd have to ask a damselfly how to remove the sperm. You just kind of like scoop that shit out.
Very sneaky.
Yeah. Thank you so much for sharing that mom's news, Mom.
Mom's news.
I feel completely up to date on the world events.
I'm glad. It's not often I share such great info, but I had to. I couldn't resist.
Thank you. All right. Well, we've come towards the end of the show. I want to thank everyone who's made this riveting conversation possible. And that includes the people who text us in at 310-356-3920. And that especially includes the Patreon supporters who are keeping our lights on month in and month out, who Zoom with us once a month. We love you guys.
And if you guys will go on there, you will find that I put a lot of our responses on there that are nowhere else to be found on the whole internet.
On the whole internet. You can join us at patreon.com/sextalkwithmymom. Send us a few dollars a month and we will be eternally grateful. We really appreciate it.
And I might just shout out to someone on my Patreon page, Karen, patreon.com/KarenLee. No, I'm not putting sexy pictures on there. And no porn and no nudity.
Okay, noted. And I want to thank all the people that make this possible. Our editor, Dale. Our production house, Dr. Self Tapes. And anyone else that you want to thank? You?
I would like to thank you.
All right. We've reached it. Thank you guys for tuning in. We love you guys very much.
I would like to say, check us out on TikTok because there's some funny clips there.
You want to sing them out, Moon?
And let me tell you about the birds and the bees and the flowers and the trees and losing your dick from the bumblebees. No way.
There we go. There we go.
I did it.
It's the second time you've rhymed bees with bees, but yes, it still works. You figured out a pattern here.
Yes.
All right. Love you all.
Love you guys.
Bye.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.